To work up.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
That was on me. We had a false start earlier on. That's a 5-yard penalty against the offense. Welcome in, gym class, for a Friday coming your way here at KGYM. We're going to talk with Randy Krejci coming up. We'll get an update on state tennis, update you on soccer, let you know about everything going on in the world of sports locally today. Some very interesting stories coming out today. Also, we've got our topic to get to. Most underappreciated and underrated Major League Baseball players of the present. The slight past, if you will, maybe if you want to go way back in the annals of baseball. We will talk about that, take your phone calls, take your texts about that here on a beautiful Friday here in Eastern Iowa. Stay tuned. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. And indeed, we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side here on a sun-splashed Friday. It is Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. And you out there, 319-366-6800. That is Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That is always open and available to you out there. 319-366-1600. And coming up on the show today, as I mentioned, we're going to get to our topic. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. And also, two more tickets to go see Country Music Hall of Famer Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday night, September the 9th. Special guest Leanne Womack. It is a Honky Tonk Highway Tour. Tickets are on sale right now. Went on sale starting today at 10 o'clock at the U.S. Cellular Center box office and also online at Ticketmaster.com. So we have that for you today. Try a different one, Mark. See if that works.
I've already tried two, Scott.
Uh-oh. Did Alex...
issues with my headset.
Did Alex Kuhn break your headset?
He may have sabotaged them. I'm not sure.
Did you do anything to Alex Kuhn to encourage him to do something
like
Alex
that? No, Alex and I think, are on good terms.
Okay.
Really good terms.
But you got a problem.
There's a problem somewhere. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Volume's up, right?
Let this not stop the show.
Okay. But you're
we're talking about my headset. Yeah.
Right. Okay. We've got state tennis going on. We'll get an update on that. We got state soccer going on. What a topsy-turvy day in 3A it was yesterday. Iowa City West beating Cedar Rapids Prairie, knocking off the unbeaten and number one team in the quarterfinals of Class 3A. Today, so far, Class 1A. We've got the final set up and ready to go as it took penalty kicks for Iowa City Regina to knock off Dyersville Beckman, and that via a score of 1-0. Mark has sound, ladies and gentlemen. Is it just working out of that outlet, or is it all out of all the outlets?
To be fair to Alex, I grabbed the wrong headsets.
Oh.
In connections and whatnot. It sounds silly to most of you out there, but we're creatures of habit.
Yes, we are.
We have a headset on and hear our voice, however bad it may be on a certain day.
Regina wins 5-3 on penalty kicks, and they will take on Davenport Assumption. Assumption beat Gilbert by a score of 2-1, and they are playing the 2A semifinals right now. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 13-4 coming in, taking on unbeaten Iowa Falls Alden AGWSR, who already knocked off Wallert yesterday. So that was a very impressive win. But so far, Xavier, 8 minutes into it, 2 goals already, and the Saints lead at 2-0 in that semifinal. Winner of that one will take on the winner of the game between Norwalk and Perry. That's going on right now. And then 3A coming up later today at 5 o'clock. It'll be Iowa City West, the Giant Killers, if you will, although West was probably the best number 8 seed that tournament ever saw in its history. Very good team. and knocked off, like we said, Cedar Rapids Prairie, who had a terrific season for Kurt Lewis and the Hawks. They will take on Bettendorf at 5 o'clock, and at 5:05 starting off, it'll be West Des Moines Valley taking on the Ames Little Cyclones. So that's what we have as far as state soccer going on at the County Sports Complex over in Des Moines right now. We have Cubs Cardinals going on right now as well. And that is 2-1 Cardinals. Last I looked, that in the top of the sixth inning at this point. And we'll keep you updated on that. And Zach Johnson on the course right now at Muirfield Village, second round of the Memorial Tournament, hosted by Mr. Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear out there. And wish we had better news concerning Zach.
Doesn't look like Zach Johnson is going to be around for the weekend in Dublin, Ohio. He shot 4 of a par 76 yesterday, made 3 early bogeys to an offset by 1 birdie on his first 9. But right now, he's +3 on the day, +7 for the tournament, and holes running out on Zach. Cut probably around 2 or 3 over par. So unless he does something spectacular down the stretch, Zach Johnson will not be around for the weekend. Jason Duffner with a brilliant second straight 7 under par 65. He currently leads the tournament by 6 shots.
What is with the Duff, man? Getting it going right now. It's a great leaderboard, though. It's a, like I said, it's one of the most prestigious tournaments out there as far as the PGA Tour is concerned.
Ricky Fowler shot 66 and lost ground today.
Yeah, Duffner, 2 consecutive 65s, correct?
That's correct.
So we shall see. We shall see how that plays out. But, yeah, Zach's going to need something pretty special to happen coming up here. So we'll keep you updated and let you know how he finishes up here on the program here on KGYM. Do have news out of the state of Iowa today, and Iowa Wrestling first broke this, and that was, I believe, late this morning, as I don't think it has been officially announced as of yet, but they are reporting, and there is speculation out there among several sites that the UNI wrestling team is going to be joining the Big 12 Conference to do their wrestling. And I'm not sure if that's starting next year or when, but they are going to be leaving the Mid-American Conference, which they are a member of as far as wrestling right now, and move on to the Big 12 to kind of revisiting some of their former opponents in the Western Wrestling Conference, Mark, and of course, going as well with Iowa State and the Oklahomas in there.
Yeah, there's really only 4 members of the true Big 12 that wrestle right now: Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. But there are affiliate members, and this is where UNI presumably is going to come in. Other members include Air Force, Northern Colorado, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Utah Valley, and Wyoming. So I think this would be a terrific move for UNI and the Big 12, I think.
Yeah, and UNI has done very well in the Mid-American Conference over the last couple of years, but let's be honest with you, it's probably not putting butts in the seats of University of Buffalo coming in to McLeod Center or West Gym or whatever the case may be to wrestle Iowa State, to wrestle Oklahoma State, to wrestle Oklahoma and wrestle those guys on a yearly basis. That's going to put butts in the seats, and that's going to do good things for Coach Schwab's program up there. Help recruiting out, certainly, when you can show somebody that you're trying to go after, a big timer, that, hey, you know, you're going to be wrestling these guys. You're going to be wrestling the Cowboys. You're going to be wrestling the Sooners. You're going to be wrestling Iowa State and Kevin Dresser coming up. So, yeah, this is, I don't think there's any bad things about this move.
I got the story from iarussell.com. It's a story that really leads with the fact that Southern Illinois Edwardsville is going to join the Mid-American as an affiliate member in 2018. For wrestling and men's soccer. The story goes on further that iarussell.com learned from multiple sources that the University of Northern Iowa is likely to join the Big 12 Conference as an affiliate in wrestling. The decision is not finalized yet and still needs to be voted on by conference athletic directors, But the sources that website talked to are confident that the Panthers will be moving conferences.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I know we got a lot of wrestling fans out there. I know we got a lot of UNI fans, a lot of UNI wrestling fans out there. I don't see why this is not a good move by the Panthers, as it looks like they're going to be attaching their wagon to the Big 12 Conference coming up. And I think that would be absolutely, absolutely amazing for them. Help out with recruiting, like we said, and help out with the attendance as well out there. You heard at the top of the hour, Sports Center, more fallout from the Jerry Sandusky situation up at State College, Pennsylvania, as three administrators are now going to serve jail time for their part in covering things up as far as Jerry Sandusky situation is concerned up there. Just kind of, and this is still fresh enough in everyone's mind that we shouldn't have to, we shouldn't have to go over what exactly happened again, but cleaning house more and more, and when an AD is in there serving time, I mean, that says a lot right there.
And a president.
And a president. Just top-notch officials as far as Penn State University is concerned, and starting to, and there'll be more fallout. There'll be more fallout, I know, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure what more you can say. It is deserved, certainly. There's no probably to it. It is deserved, and probably deserve to get more time than they're actually serving right now, just a couple months, as far as actual jail time is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, three members of the administration basically looked the other way when they were informed of Sandusky's behavior towards children. And since they didn't do anything about it, that's the result of various sentencing. And these three guys are going to spend probably only a couple, 3 months in jail. But the sentences are, for example, between 3 and 26 months. They'll be on house arrest after they get out of jail. I don't know. It's this has been going on for a long time, and I think it's just.
Yeah, it is what it is out there. 319-366-1600, if you want to comment on that. Of course, we had game number one, finally, of the NBA Finals last night. Started off with a bang. Great first quarter. Both teams in the 30s last night. LeBron James was getting to the free throw line, but then LeBron ran out of help from the rest of his teammates, bench especially for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Kevin Durant was just outstanding.
He was terrific
last night for Golden State and led them to a relatively easy victory. I know people are calling it kind of a blowout, but I'm not sure it was a blowout, but a relatively easy victory last
night. Even Rihanna.
What's up with that?
Thought Kevin Durant was terrific.
What is up
with that? She's a big Cleveland fan.
Well, come on, man. I mean, he's got to address Rihanna questions during his news conference.
He's the one that acknowledged her.
Well, the Super Bowl, you're not asking Tom Brady, hey, did you see what's her name in the front row? Mm-hmm. Insert your, you know, not that Giselle's, you know, not eye candy or anything to look at, but That just is what turns me off about the NBA. They got to answer questions like that. You're not asking, you know, last year's Cub Indian World Series, hey, did you happen to see, you know, Kate Upton or whoever? I know Kate Upton's a bad example because she's engaged to to Verlander, but you know what I mean, right? It seems silly to ask those questions. Why do we have to know that?
I mean, the celebrities are very prevalent, especially at the NBA Finals.
I know. Man, a lot.
Even during the regular season.
319-366-1600.
Cubs have tied at 2-2 in the sixth, by the way.
A Jason Hayward home run, I believe, or at least an RBI from Jason Hayward coming through. So, former Cardinal getting back at his former team. Did you see Dexter Fowler today? The Cubs had a very nice ceremony for him before the ball game, honoring him with his World Series ring and a standing ovation at Wrigley Field today. Came up for the first at-bat of the game, got another thunderous ovation. and then promptly took Lackey deep.
Thank you very much.
And got booed as he rounded the bases. I believe. Now that's fun. That is good stuff. Not Rihanna. That is good stuff in baseball and in sports. Not having to answer a question of, you know, what are you looking at Rihanna for?
Speaking of baseball, Iowa baseball in action in the NCAA regionals tonight in Houston against the number one seed Houston Cougars. That game first pitched shortly after 7 o'clock. It's the subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. How will Iowa baseball fare in this weekend's NCAA regional? Be 2-and-out, win at least one but not advance, or on to the super regionals? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and next to Home Depot.
Yeah, Iowa taking on Houston tonight. It will not be usual Friday night starter Nick Gallagher tonight. Ryan Erickson, coming off his tremendous performance in the Big Ten tournament, is going to get the ball from Rick Heller tonight.
Left-hander was really good in the Big Ten tournament.
Yes, he was. And well, you get to this point, you go with your hot hand. Nothing against Nick Gallagher. He helped Iowa to get there. But Erickson coming off of what he did in the Big Ten tournament, I don't have any problem with Rick Heller doing going with Erickson.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And you want to win that first one. Especially the Big Ten tournament, yes, it's double elimination, but it's more of a like an 800-meter run. The regionals are a sprint because you lose that first game, you are in your chances of moving on are almost none.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win this one so badly, the first one, in this double elimination with only four teams going at it. So it's already underway. Got underway last night with one of the regionals, and more regional action going on this afternoon.
On the text line, 3776, I think Iowa will give the Cougars a scare. At the very least, I see Iowa losing one game. 32-44 in regard to the NBA Finals. Ran out of help. Kyrie was spectacular, and Love had like 90 rebounds.
Well, I know that, but
it's LeBron that did not show up in the second half.
I thought he got tired. But Cleveland didn't get a lot off the bench either. Aside from the big guys from Cleveland, they didn't get a lot. And to beat Golden State, they're going to have to get a total team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get the total team effort last night. But it's kind of the...
Like I said yesterday, if Golden State wanted to end this in four, they can.
I still think it's going seven.
It does, because that's the way the NBA works, and that's the way television works.
What?
I know folks out there believe in Cleveland. I noticed Cajun Troy, our friend, isn't giving up on Cleveland yet. She texted last night that she doesn't believe the Warriors are going to win it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, Troy.
I do too, but I think it is going to go beyond four or five right there. At least six. But like I said yesterday, Cleveland's going to have to get a total team effort to win this, and they didn't get that last night.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the text out there. 321 here on the program, and also some feathers ruffled last night with what Adam Silver had to say about the one and duns, or as he called them, the haves and duns. I think... when the commissioner says something about that, you know something's going to be done about that, too. And I know ESPN had a very spirited conversation earlier in a couple of their shows today about the fact that it can be... I think you can go back to the high schoolers leaving directly from high school and going to the NBA, but with the new plan in place of going through... that committee, Peter Jock did it, others have done it, tell them, point blank, you're not ready for the NBA. Some guys are ready for the NBA. Ben Simmons would have been ready for the NBA. And that was the example Adam Silver gave last night. He didn't go to a class in the second semester. Why should he go to a class?
That's the problem with the current system.
And if you get that group out there that can tell the... these high school kids. I mean, in the day, there were so many of them. I mean, there were over 20 to 30 usually per year. And a lot of them never made the NBA. A lot of them did. A lot of them didn't make the NBA.
I think John Wall's in a similar situation, never went to class.
Oh, there's a lot more than Ben Simmons and John Wall. Trust me on that one. That didn't see a classroom in the second semester of their freshman season for those haves and dones. All right. You want to comment on that? 319-366-1600. We're going to get to our topic coming up in just a little bit. We got the Alan Jackson tickets to give away. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They are down at Coach's Corner today from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. They'll be broadcasting live down there. 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard in the Walden Square. Your chance to win some great KGYM swag as well. And just stop on by and pick up the red ticket down there, and they'll have drawings throughout the evening. And they're probably enjoying a little Cub Cardinal action, I would imagine,
sure
down there.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa baseball, great place to go watch the game tonight at 7 o'clock down at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We're going to take a break, come back. Randy Krejci's going to join us. We'll talk state tennis when we return after this here on KGYM.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repairs, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 8th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show, sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, tomorrow from 3 to 6:30. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest tomorrow at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road, featuring over 75 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh. This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
We are back at 3:26 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Scott UNASH, Mark Dukes with you. And we got Twins baseball coming up tonight. Mark, your Twins.
Off the schneid.
4-2 winner last night out in Anaheim.
Yeah, scored three late and overcame a 2-1 deficit. And Mejia gave him a pretty good outing, and Kinsler was able to close it. And
you had your doubts about Kinsler.
I liked it.
You had your doubts. By the way, down in Houston, Texas, the Texas A&M Baylor game is in a rain delay and is going to resume in about 10 minutes or so. Now, if they can avoid more rain, get that thing in, I think they'll be okay for a 7 o'clock start. But you never want to hear the word rain when you're talking about a weekend baseball tournament.
Of course, Iowa's first-round game in the Big Ten tournament delayed a day and then delayed a little bit more by an extra inning game. But there's enough time between these games, I think, that it shouldn't be a big deal.
Very true out there. All right, we're going to talk some state tennis coming up right now, and I believe we got Randy Krejci back on the phone with us. He dropped out for a moment, but I think he's back. No rain delays to worry about as far as state tennis going on down in Iowa City for the Class 1As and 2As over in Ankeny. And Randy, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. We just finished up with the state championship matches, so we can give you a full report here on Class 1A here in Iowa City. The state singles championship... Went to a new player this year. Olivia Fain came up a bit short in her final appearance here today. She's a junior for Waterloo Columbus. She won it all last year. But this year's state champion is only a sophomore from Fairfield High School, Anata Cherenkun from Fairfield. She had won her first three matches without giving up a game and then won 6-1, 6-4 over Olivia Fain for the state championship in Class 1A. In a challenge match of sorts, third and fourth place went to two girls from Pella High School, and the Little Dutch, Brooke Jorgensen, defeated Lily Rosenboom 6-2, 6-3 for the third place in the state of Iowa. Stephanie Bush out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference from Davenport's Assumption was the victor over Sarah Abuname of Cedar Rapids Xavier in straight sets for fifth place. And seventh place went to Jacqueline Ingram of Denison Schleswig. She defeated Gretchen Jones of Clear Lake 6-3, 7-6. To grab seventh place in the state. In Class 1A, for the second year in a row, Lauren McManus and Taylor Hogan of Waterloo Columbus won it all. They were 6-2, 6-1 victors over Chelsea Pesch and Maddie Overman of Waverly Shellrock. Third place in the state went to that Waterloo Columbus doubles factory. They defeated Amy and Spinnett from Columbus, defeated a team from Shenandoah 6-3, 6-2. Grab third place in the state of Iowa for doubles. Fifth place went from went to Decorah. Anna Spencer and Karina Yee were the victors there. They defeated Long and Herrick of Dubuque Wallert in straight sets for fifth place. And the seventh place finishers, also from Dubuque Wallert, was Carolyn Conlin and Anna Freiberger of Wallert. They ended up in seventh place in the state of Iowa. So tomorrow we will start into the team competition. Waterloo Columbus plays Waverly Shellrock, and we have Shenandoah against Dubuque Wallert. That'll be at 9 o'clock here at the University of Iowa tennis courts here in Iowa City. So that brings us up to date. I hadn't heard anything really from Class 2A, Scott and Mark, but anyway, we are about ready to give out all the awards here for the Class 1A state tournament, which was a dandy here Thursday and Friday here right here in Iowa City.
Hey, just real quick, Randy, we just got the doubles and 2A final. Cook and Jans of Iowa City West got the championship. They beat Sherman and King, so Randy's dropped off. He had to go give some awards. But, yes, Iowa City West's Jans and Cook beat Sherman and King from Wash for the 2A state doubles championship. So there you go. You're up to date as far as that is concerned over in Ankeny for the 2As and in Iowa City for the Class 1As. A lot of things going on. We got soccer. We got the golf earlier this week. We got tennis going on right now. A lot of the spring sports will culminate this weekend tomorrow here in the state of Iowa. 3:31. Want to go ahead and get to the old topic coming
up?
Sure,
let's do it.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk a little baseball with you. Why not on an 83-degree sunshine-filled Friday? We're going to talk about the most underrated, underappreciated ball players of this generation, maybe a couple generations. And we're going to do that with you out there. I've got my all underappreciated team put together here.
Fill up a lineup card.
I did. Well, no batting order, but I got all the positions taken care of at this point. So we will kick that around. We'll do that with you out there on the text line and on the phone lines at 319-366-1600 when we come back.
When you test drive a car, you drive it maybe a few miles. CarQuest brakes are vehicle tested over 1 million miles. Overkill? Maybe. But would you want your brakes tested any less? CarQuest brakes, tested to ensure superior stopping performance over the competition. Right now, save up to $20 by mail on CarQuest Wearever Gold brake pads and two CarQuest rotors. Only at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest Auto Parts, N62817, $10 per axle, C-Store, or AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Summer. Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:33 here on the Friday edition of the gym class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. And the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, that is coming up, and that will be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Iowa baseball against Houston tonight, and that will be at 7 o'clock, they hope. They're in a rain delay right now down in Houston. Update you on state soccer. This is the most interesting game. They are at halftime now, and Iowa Falls AGWSR has come back to tie Xavier at 2-2. Right now, though, this is crazy. The Saints with a shot, 21 shots on goal in the first half to only 3 for IFAAGWSR, Mark.
Very good.
But it's 2-2. It's the Penguins and the Predators from game one all over again going on. By the way, happy National Donut Day to you, Mark.
I don't eat a lot these days, but I did notice that, yeah.
Are you a donut fan?
Nah, not so much anymore.
Oh, man. Donuts are awesome.
I like Long John's.
Well, it's a donut. Yeah. Type of donut. Not one without a hole, but it's a type of donut out there. All right. What we're going to do right now, we're going to dive into our Friday topic for today, and that is the world of Major League Baseball. And if you want to chime in, love to have you do so at 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, as well as phone lines. We're going to have Jeff Downing here in just a little bit, our associate producer. And he will answer the phone lines coming up here in just a little bit. Most underrated, most underappreciated out there. And can't wait to hear about this because, and there are no parameters or rules, I think, Mark, as far as what we deem to be underappreciated or underrated out there. There are a lot of major leaguers that were multi-time all-stars that probably weren't multi-time all-stars, but were very popular, and vice versa. Guys that didn't make a lot of all-star teams, but probably could have if their team was better, or perhaps they played in a bigger media market out there.
Maybe overshadowed by teammates?
That is also correct. Very much so out there. So, that's what we have. And we're going to hear from you. 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. 1600. I've got a 2-deep lineup I will give before.
You're a better man than me, I guess.
I put a lot of thought into this today.
I want to start out by going the route of former players and for my favorite team.
Okay, go ahead. It's easier for your favorite teams, right? I'm not wrong in that assumption.
Well, certainly you know more about that team, yeah. But Tony Oliva, career batting average 304, three-time batting champion.
Don't hear a lot about Tony O.
Harmon Killebrew was one of his proteges, and Killebrew was hitting home runs at a prolific rate. The other guy is Jim Cott, the left-hander, played 25 years in Major League Baseball. Until he was 44.
Kitty.
Won 283 games, never mentioned as a possible Hall of Famer. Probably because longevity added up to more wins. But what I also liked about him was that if the other team cooperated, you're going to watch about a 2-hour and 10-minute game. He operated very, very fast.
I know of that with Mark Burley pitching for the White Sox for so many years. We'll go to the phones coming up here in just a moment. Give me my twins. I have two of them written down. Chuck Knobloch never got the recognition he deserved. Very good second baseman for many years for Minnesota. And he was an all-star, but I think he was overshadowed by some of the other pitchers during his day, and that was Frank Viola.
Blylevin.
Blylevin could be another one in there as well. Now, for my White Sox, and I still think, and I am biased, and I will be the first one to tell you this, but I think maybe the most overrated player in maybe the last 30 to 40 years is Harold Baines. Harold Baines never, ever got the recognition that he deserved.
I'd agree with that.
Because he played on some lousy teams for the Chicago White Sox. But Harold Baines, could roll out of bed and hit. That's pretty much a given right there for Harold. And then I also threw down, the end of his career was right as I started to remember things, but Wilbur Wood.
You can't put a knuckleballer in there, can
I
you?
I can put a knuckleballer in there.
Is he the last guy that started both games of a doubleheader?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. And that's not why I think he's underrated, but I put Wilbur Wood in there. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to line one here for our topic on this Friday afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Good. Doing great. Talking baseball. You can't beat it.
Yeah, I can't beat that at all. I love baseball. I take my son to the Cardinals games all the time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on the Cardinals-Cubs series this weekend.
Okay.
What do you guys think of whether it's the Cubs or the Cardinals make a sweep of the series? Is that big, like huge?
There's still a lot of time left.
Yeah.
I think it'd be bigger for the Cardinals because it's on the road and they'll distance themselves that much more from the Cubs.
Well, and the Cubs right now coming off the road trip that they have, if they go home, lose three to the Cardinals, and there will be a lot of people that will be on the ledge.
It'd be five games under. Yeah,
I would agree. So that is the scenario out there. I would say it would probably be worse for the Cubs if they got swept over the weekend. Right now it's 2-2, by the way, in the eighth inning. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yep.
340 here on the program. 319-366-1600. We're talking about baseball, talking about underrated, underappreciated folks out there. Cubs and Cardinals. I'll throw a couple guys out here. For St. Louis, and he's on my team, my two-deep, all underrated team.
Cal Eldred?
No, but God bless you, Cal. Ted Simmons as a catcher.
Former Cedar Rapids player?
Absolutely. Ted Simmons, terrific catcher, and I don't think he got the recognition that he deserved. As well as second baseman Tommy Herr. Tom Herr just went out and did.
Really?
I think so. He went out there, put up good numbers, but was over. You know, Ozzie Smith was next to him.
Yeah.
For all those years, you didn't hear a lot about Tommy Herr. As far as the Chicago Cubs are concerned, I threw this guy down, and people may laugh, but I put two down. One, I think, he made a ton of All-Star games, but I don't think he got the recognition that he deserved because he played half his career north of the border, and that's Andre Dawson. But I also put down Rick Rushel. And don't laugh out there. Rick Rushel put together good years for some lousy Chicago Cub teams.
You don't have Paul Rushel on there, too.
I don't have Paul Rushel, but I've got Rick Rushel on there. What do you have Cardinal and Cub-wise?
I don't have much. Maybe more overrated players than underrated. We do have some texts coming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Greg from Dubuque throws out J.J. Hardy. He's a great defender, and the Brewers gave up on him way too early.
Yes,
and
they
I would submit the Twins did as well.
Before the Brewers did.
0006, Gary Sheffield nearly won the Triple Crown, largely considered an afterthought.
Yeah, I can see that. You want to get in touch with us via the phone lines? You can at 319-366-1600.
I think there's a lot of current players that I think are Maybe not overlooked, but underappreciated, and that's the subject of our discussion right now. I mean, Adrian Beltre.
Don't hear a lot about him.
I mean, he's approaching 3,000 hits and a 300 career batting average. Probably going to be a Hall of Famer, but you never hear about him. Or very rarely hear about him.
And another one mentioned, if there is a guy that's 1B to Harold Baines, kind of came in as Harold was to the twilight of his career and now has a son that's a terrific prospect, Vladimir Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Guerrero put up monster numbers, and you didn't hear that much about him. And I think he is very much underappreciated out there.
I'm partial to the little guys, and this trio gets...
Manny Trio?
No, not Manny Trio. He was not underappreciated. But guys like Dustin Pedroia, Adam Eaton, you're familiar with him, having been with the White Sox, now with the Nationals. And Altuve.
Jose Altuve.
I mean, these guys, Altuve is 5'6 on a good day.
Maybe.
And you can't get him out.
No.
And I know he's gotten some recognition, but I think those three guys are really largely underappreciated.
Oh, I would agree. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, or you can reach us as well on the phone lines at 319-366-1600. What do you think out there as far as underrated or underappreciated are concerned?
0672 brings up a guy on my list, Paul Goldschmidt, best first baseman in baseball right now and has been for a few years.
Don't hear anything about him.
He plays in Arizona.
Starting to, though, because the Diamondbacks are right there right now in contention as far as a very good National League West is concerned. At that time.
You like this one, 24-33, Frank Thomas was underrated. Hit for average and power, one of the best hitters in the last 25 years.
Yeah, I would agree.
Is he underrated?
Probably a little, but he got recognition. Hall of Famer.
Who's his teammate at Auburn?
Bo Jackson. Bo got a little more publicity than Frank did at that point. Some of the guys, I'm going to throw this guy out here because I think he was also very much underrated for the numbers he put up. And that was Dale Murphy. I think Dale Murphy, vastly underrated as far as baseball is concerned.
Came up as a catcher and couldn't throw it back to the mound, right?
That's right.
Ended
up being an outfielder for the Atlanta Braves. But and he played for some lousy Brave teams as well in there. But I think he has always been underrated out there. I kind of got into some of the guys when I was growing up, if you will. We can start the Hall of Fame for DHs here. Edgar Martinez and Jim Thome.
I think Martinez for sure, if not both.
How is Edgar Martinez not talked about as a surefire Hall of Famer? Because he spent most of his career as a DH. Did play first base, played third base a little bit for the Seattle Mariners, but man, the guy could hit a baseball. Was absolutely outstanding out there. Another guy, John Olerud.
Yeah, he was good.
John Olerud was terrific and was
overshadowed. Toronto, is that where you're thinking?
You can throw him in any of his haunts that he played as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But yeah, I wrote him down as a Toronto Blue Jay. And I had more Blue Jays than anybody. I don't know why that is the case.
Olerud wore a helmet in the field, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I also think Dave Steeb was vastly underrated as a starting pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. I think two or three no-hitters with two outs in the ninth inning. And the opposition came through with a hit at that time. John Olerud, Tom Hanke, I think. The young, he was in there at the start of the Mariano Rivera era. Another, you could say Trevor Hoffman, I think, was underrated a little bit.
Lee Smith
underrated a little bit as well because Mariano Rivera was there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good relievers at that time.
94-66 on the text line. In general, I think catchers are underrated. always hear about how good a pitcher is, but a catcher tells them what to do.
Ted Simmons. I don't know why I'm on Ted Simmons today, but that's just kind of the way it is. That's the way it is.
He's on the DL right now, but Freddie Freeman in Atlanta, I think, is largely underappreciated.
Another first baseman.
Yeah, he's up there on in most categories before he got hurt and has been doing it for a while.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Let us know all underrated team for you out there. And you can reach us via the phone lines. You can also reach us as well on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That, again, at 319-366-1600. As I haven't even dipped into some of the good ones yet.
Really?
Yeah. It was tough to pick out a Cincinnati Red. I should have consulted with Rick Swan from Rob FM.
Dave Concepcion.
That's who I wrote.
Okay.
Davey Concepcion. All right. Let's go to line one, and let's go to Patrick in Walford. Our friend Pat from Walford joining us here on a Friday. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Doing great. What do you got on your list?
Mr. Helton from the Rockies. What were his numbers?
Oh.
All the time, and you hardly ever heard of him.
Todd Helton, yeah.
Astronomical numbers, especially at home. Obviously. Yeah, appreciate that, Pat. Todd Helton, another one out
there. Well, current Rocky, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
Phenomenal numbers, and maybe you have to take a little bit of that off because they do play half their games in Colorado, but terrific player.
Is that overblown, the whole Colorado thing? I mean, in the day, before they came up with the humidor and all that stuff, when they were playing at Mile High Stadium, when the Rockies first came into Major League Baseball, I think you can a little bit, but man, a lot. Like Andres Galarraga, the big cat, I got him in there. And he had some monster numbers out there.
On the text line, Greg from Dubuque weighing in, Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand him as a Brewers fan, but he was good and didn't get the publicity.
What a defensive outfielder he was. Unbelievable catches he made. And could hit as well a little bit.
As far as Reds, 1795 registering with George Foster.
Yeah.
Foster hit more than 50 home runs one year.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Big home run hitter on the big red machines. But you can't say that Rose was underrated. You can't say that Bench was underrated. You can't say that Morgan was underrated.
Perez.
Tony Perez. Dan Dreesen, maybe.
35-30, another Rocky. You're talking about Charlie Blackmon. And I would agree with that. Yeah.
I would agree. Modern day and Charlie Blackmon, I believe, National League Player of the Month. If I read a little bit earlier on today for the month of May, as those just came out today. 319-366-1600. And well, I'll give my around the horn lineup coming up in just a little bit. Another couple of guys. One that'll make your heart warm. How about Jack Morris? Jack Morris, underrated. If in that era, 80s, going to the early 90s, Mark, if you had to win one game and you wanted one pitcher out there that would give you everything he had and more, it's Jack Morris.
Whether he was a Tiger or a Twin, I completely agree. I mean, a lot of folks say today Curt Schilling would be a guy that you want with the ball in Game 7, but we saw what Morris did against Atlanta in Game 7 of the World Series, and he went all 10 innings and won it 1-0. I mean, that was a phenomenal performance, and I was partial because I'm a Twins fan, but he was tough.
Yeah. Definitely was tough up there. 3:52, let's take a break. Come back. We'll take more of your texts, more of your phone calls as well. Friday edition of the Gym Class, talking about underrated Major League Baseball players. Back with more after this.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:53. We've been giving away tickets all this week to the Honky Tonk Highway Tour for Alan Jackson, the Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, and his special guest Leanne Womack will be at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up on Saturday, September the 9th. We've been giving tickets away all this week. Going to give them away right now at 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, Jeff Downing will take your information here. 319-366-1600 as we've got tickets for you for Alan Jackson and Leanne Womack. So caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 2-2 still, Cubs Cardinals.
Pedro Strop has retired Yadier Molina with the bases loaded.
And Twitter was going crazy on both sides of Cubs Cardinals right there. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock for you tonight. Any more texts to get to?
I believe so, but I wanted to throw out one, and that is the second part of the Fence Busters in San Francisco, Willie McCovey.
Ah, yeah. What a player he was. Another first baseman. We have a lot of first basemen on this here.
Greg is very active on the tech sign. He throws out Chipper Jones and Jonathan Lucroy. Lucroy always overshadowed by Molina in the Central. And Chipper, one of my favorite players of all time.
Yep. They call him Chipper. Chipper Jones played all his career as an Atlanta Brave. Don't see that very often anymore.
35-30, great call on Jack Morris. My favorite all-time player is underrated player is Frank White, second baseman from the Royals.
Frank White, definitely. Real quick, I'm going to give you my around the horn here.
Let's do it.
Of my guys. Now, I moved some of the outfielders around because they can't all be in right field. So here you go. For what it's worth, in my outfield, I put in left field Dale Murphy, and I put Ruben Sierra out there as well. I think underrated. Center field, Bernie Williams and Willie Wilson. Bernie Williams never got the recognition he deserved in New York, no matter if he was a Yankee or not. And I put Harold Baines and Dewey Evans in right field. Dwight Evans for the Boston Red Sox.
Pretty good duo.
Overshadowed by Jim Rice quite a bit. Third base, Bill Madlock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Batting champ.
For Pittsburgh and Chicago. Tim Wallach, I put there as well for the Montreal Expos. Shortstop, I put, I'm going to put an and or here. Tony Fernandez. And then I'm going to put an and or. I didn't get to see him a lot, but I've seen a lot of YouTube of him. Bert Campanaris.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not one of the more publicized guys for the Oakland A's.
No.
The swinging A's.
Anderson and Jackson were there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'd give Larry Boa a chance to come in the ninth and play defense. Second base, I put Bobby Grich, the old Oriole and Angel. That was a guy that'd run through a brick wall for you. And Knobloch. And then at first base, I put John Olerud and Cecil Cooper. Cecil Cooper, the Milwaukee Brewers. As far as catchers, Ted Simmons, and I put Thurman Munson because obviously he passed before a lot of his recognition came in that plane accident. And then as far as starting pitchers, Jack Morris and Dave Steeb, I put Tom Hankey and Trevor Hoffman as my relievers, and Edgar Martinez and Tomey I'll put as DHs. How's that? You can win some games with that group.
You can win a lot of games.
Well, you got everybody that you wanted to mention?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for all the interaction. Always fun on Fridays when we talk our topic here on the Gym Class. We'll have another one for you coming up next Friday for you. Also coming up next. It is the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll talk a lot about Iowa baseball and more coming up. They're going to have Zach Mackey. Jack Dom will be on as well. Have a terrific weekend. We'll see you on the links, I believe.
Sounds good, and we'll talk to you all on Monday.
All right. This has been the Gym Class for a Friday right here on KGYM.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty.